William Sam McGee, 1st Special Service Force. When you come under a barrage of artillery, it's amazing what can happen. In one situation, we were out on patrol, and I knew the German had heard us. And sure enough, we could actually hear him cranking the field phone. They had forgot to take the bell off. And so we were alerted to the fact that we were going to get hammered by artillery. And we did. I actually felt like it being flipped on the grill like a pancake. The power of the barrage was just out of this world. Amazingly, not one person got wounded. But we sure were covered in dirt. On another situation, on the push-out from Anzio, one shell caught upwards of 20 people. Rough estimate, maybe 28. But was it the one shell, or was it the fact that it was in the vicinity of a minefield? So when the shell exploded, mines exploded at the same time from that impact. But imagine, approximately 28 soldiers wounded all at once. Wow. And here I'm, my first day into first aid, and I'm going around like a chicken with his head knocked off, trying to take care of these guys. And of course, I wasn't alone, there was others. And we ran out of first aid equipment. So what happened was I yelled at the guys to take from the dead personal first aid kit and use those field dressings. And in the meantime, I ran a good 2 miles to pick up stuff and come back, running both ways, carrying a rifle. I was exhausted when I got back. Fortunately, when I got back, everybody had been taken care of, but those like myself who were in first aid were lacking equipment, so I was able to replenish their equipment, their needs.